Oh, David opening up a Thursday show with a deep track here off the Jackie Brown soundtrack, 1998. You can tell David got laid last night. How's everybody doing? This is exciting. NFL football is back. We are at Circa in Vegas. Apparently that struck a chord with Kenny.
Wow.
Sorry.
I guess these aren't the only spicy thing at the table.
No. Oh, no. We're ready to roll. We got a lot to talk about, and it's going to be real simple. We're going to do roughly 3.25 hours of this show on the NFL, but Rico and I had to open with something different. We'll get to bold predictions, Lions, the pressure, Chiefs-Ravens tonight. But there are times, and I'm going to be open about this. And Rico, I hope you're okay with this.
Okay.
I'm openly telling y'all I don't want to hear from you. No, straight up, I'm in too good of a mood to talk to cultists. So I'm going to be straight with you. There are just times as a 43-year-old man in society, sports, politics, or otherwise, you just feel like I reside on a different planet because this can't be planet Earth. We're going to do two segments on this, primarily Rico and I talking, because I can't get through to some of you guys. I know the ones I can get through to are going to listen and nod their head.
You don't want to hear the justification of it?
No, I don't. I'm not interested.
All right.
This ain't Sally Jesse Raphael, and you are not the father.
Oh.
Pretty sure I just crossed streams on two terrible
you
daytime
did
shows.
A whole lot of stuff going
on. The point I'm making is this. Look, Ward Manuel spoke again. And as I read the quotes, you just go, how effing stupid do you think we are as human beings? Now, I will say this. Rico, you've been doing this. You've been in the media sphere over 20 years. You've been covering football over 20 years. Same here. I have never in my life, in any sport, at any time, ever seen a situation like this. So you do not get to tell me it's normal. And you can spare me the lazy, you know, ball knocker opinions of, oh, Sparty radio. Hey, you know what? Right here, middle fingers in the air. It ain't got nothing to do with it. It's called being an adult. And when you feel like you're being lied to, when you feel like you're in outer space, it's okay to call it out. You can still like your team on Saturday against Texas. I want to read you this quote. Sherrone Moore was on the, what is this called? The Victor's Pod or who cares? The point is, he did an interview out of nowhere. And outside of really dropping as you know what on the table and saying we will never play a Friday night game, they got around to the topic, Rico, of prioritizing signing your football coaches, plural, to contracts. One problem, we're in season. They're being worked on as we speak. I've signed a couple of the assistant coaches. We had a transition not only in football but in basketball too, and we're dealing with NCAA matters. Teeters, we're dealing with the situation with our apparel provider and bringing on legends. These things take time. The contracts just don't happen overnight. There are things that have popped up, but they're being worked on. Close quote.
An investigation, possibly.
Yeah, you know what pops up? An accidental pregnancy. What doesn't? That pops up. Okay.
We need to talk.
Yeah, I'm late. That pops up.
No, we're on time. No, late.
So work with me. Dusty May is your basketball coach,
right?
Dusty May was signed in like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Michigan put out a photo of Sherrone signing a contract that's not a contract. Noah Eagle's dumbass.
I was about to say, I was told on national TV.
Oh, yeah, Noah Eagle went on national TV saying he signed five at $30 million. No, he's not, because Moore took over in January, and he hasn't signed his contract. He's operating under a memorandum of understanding. Let me tell you what that is. 1940s mafioso terms. It's a handshake agreement. You're going to pay me to VIG every Thursday, or I'm going to blow your store up. The man who's the CEO of Michigan football doesn't have a contract. And as many as 10 of the assistants don't have contracts. The only one who had to have a contract was Wink Martindale because he came from the NFL.
And he was smart.
It's a verbal agreement. So Sherrone, oh, he'll be owed 30 if he signs. But why hadn't he signed? I mean, Sherrone would run to the altar to sign five at 30. We all would, unless you can't. Well, Sherrone knows our commitment to him, and he knows his commitment to us. And the same thing with the assistants. It hasn't been something that's been an issue for me or them. We're working through it, and we'll hopefully have them wrapped up soon. Here's the deal.
let's hope Sherrone doesn't find out that a business doesn't care about you. That in the end, if they can cut bait from you, they will. You're holding them to this standard. Michigan's going to take care of me.
If you're driving around right now and you're a contractor, do you do handshake deals or do you sign paperwork? Do you get half the payment up front and then half when the job is done? If you're a lawyer, you take clients without paperwork? If you're in the medical profession, you just doing handshake deals for appendectomies? Look, we're in radio. There's no such thing as a handshake deal.
Right.
Okay, you can't answer a phone at 3 a.m. at this station on a handshake deal. Here's the point I want to make to this. I have no idea what's coming with the notice of allegations. I've never believed it's as minimal as many of you, and I don't believe it's ever going to be as serious as some of the, you know, the sports porn dreams of, like, Michigan being shot out of a space cannon. The point I'm making is this wouldn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. This, I would go, oh, wait a second now. I'm a big sports fan. I'd never seen that. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of that?
No.
A memorandum of understanding?
No.
For the CEO, one of the most powerful brands in all of sports.
No, I think the most telling thing is the one coach who said, I'm not playing this game. You're going to pay me my money up front. I don't know what happened before I got here.
And I don't care.
And it's not my business. If you fire me, that's fine. I want all my money.
Here's what this sets up Sharon to be. Not that I'm predicting this will happen. Let me be clear. I'm telling you what this looks like, feels like, sounds like. He's set up to be a patsy. He knows he had nowhere he could go. He's a repeat offender. It ain't like people were banging down the door to interview Sharon Moore. Gee, I wonder why. Why would the offensive coordinator who filled in for Jim Harbaugh on the way to a national title not get any job offers?
Should have been the hottest name out there.
But he wasn't.
And if anything, he should have been the head coach of the Washington Huskies. When that job opened up, he should have been the first call they made.
So the point is, it feels, oh, yeah, you know what popped up? Another full-blown NCAA investigation. And look, maybe it's something, maybe it's nothing. We operate on, in the moment, here's where we're at. There is no one. If you think I'd feel this, to feel differently if this were Michigan State and it was D'Antonio's replacement, man, you're taking crazy pills. Have enough respect. If you have 1% respect for me and the over 20 years I've done radio in this town, you damn well know deep in your bowels I'd treat State the same way. This is lunatic behavior.
But at least State was honest and said, Harlan Barnett is the interim. We're going to do a deep dive search. I don't know of anybody who just takes a job and will work on your deal later.
Nobody.
Okay. No. You get maybe a weekend, maybe a week, and that's for your agent to figure out all the little tiny details.
Right.
Months later, I'm not showing up to the job.
He signed in January, Rico. What month is it right now?
September.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of scuttlebutt right now. What is this? Memorandum of understanding?
Well, if it's so difficult, right, how did Wink get a contract? Once again, how did Dusty May get a contract? Like, he left and came in. Hey, I'm a Michigan guy. He's hit the ground running.
Here's an idea. How did Jonathan Smith get a contract done in 48 hours?
Well, here's
one. He doesn't have level one violations against him. He's not a repeat offender. And Jonathan Smith had what's called leverage. Do you know what Sharon Moore probably doesn't have? Leverage. Do you know why the school can't give him $30 million fully guaranteed? Because they probably know they may have to ace this guy out. That's what it looks like, sounds like, feels like.
Yeah.
Not a predictive exercise. I'm simply saying, on the day the NFL kicks off, I don't want to deal with this crap. And if you guys don't want to hear about it, my answer is to you, then stop doing nonsense. You don't want to be in the news, stop being in the news. Ward Manuel now twice in a 10-day span has done an interview out of nowhere, including one where it sounded like he was walking it back to the tune of that construction beep about how, you know, well, you know, we do, if we've done things wrong, we got to own up to it and beep, bop, boop, and you're going, okay, defiance wasn't a word I'm hearing there.
Right.
And now this, Rico, I've never heard of it in any sport.
No.
Ever.
Guess, Mike, the biggest question for me is, why does everything always have to be so difficult? Why is everything always have to be, well, it's not really drama. It's drama because it's very simple. He's your coach. You pay him. You sign the contract. You move on. We shouldn't have these stories day after day, month after month. If you'd have been better off just saying, hey, we're going to take care of this situation first, and then we'll handle our coaching situation. I can buy that. But this, there's nothing to see here. Except for Ward, the whole house is on fire.
I love the fact that Ward rolls in, well, you know, we're dealing with our apparel provider. I am just like, okay.
You mean look. Which one, the one you bankrupted? I don't know.
You ask me my opinion on it, and this isn't specific to Ward. This is a general thing. When I read stuff, you asked why does it have to be so complicated, right? So take a life approach. Exit out of the Michigan stuff and just in life. You know when things get complicated? When you got a lie because you lied. And then two lies makes it three, and three lies makes it four, and you never spin your way out of that. Now, I just don't feel like I'm getting transparency here. I'm not accusing Ward of lying, but you asked me a question. I'm giving you an answer.
Yeah.
Bleep gets complex when you need more lies to cover up lies.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, this whole thing, crazy town. And they got a game against Texas this weekend. You know the networks won't talk about this. Gus and Joel have been priming their pumps for 4 days. They got that Austin Powers Swedish thing he rented. They are fully ready for Saturday.
Sir, this isn't yours. Yes, it is.
It's just, I just would ask you whether you're a Notre Dame fan, a Buckeye, a Wolverine, a Spartan, or just some far-flung university. Ask yourself if you would look at this and go, nope, nothing to see here. That would not make me feel good if Michigan State's head coach, who I was excited about, who I feel like has a real future in this business. Sherrone Moore, I don't think he's a bad coach, but Sherrone Moore has already had NCAA infractions and was suspended,
no.
And Sherrone Moore is a repeat offender. This is the school setting itself up that they won't owe this man $30 mil if they got to get rid of him. So tell me it's a nothing burger again. Tell me that that's normal behavior.
It's not.
How do you recruit?
I think you're seeing the fruits of that labor right now. You can't. It's difficult. You got to get kids to really buy into the program, Mike, which is why Davis Warren is your star. Davis, yeah, he's your quarterback.
He might be good. Don't.
No. He might be.
Yeah, he's just not.
But
a
you look at all your options, and you're yeah. like, wait, coming off of this type of a run,
Michigan should have had Dylan Gabriel.
Your O-line. You should, yeah.
Preby's a good player. The kid from Northwestern, good player. But you're right.
These guys should have been third-year players, redshirt sophomores, or true juniors.
And you freed up a lot of money when J.J. and Blake Corum and the rest of those NFL kids on that fabulous team walked out the door.
Yeah.
So you're right. David, are you alive or have you walked off the show?
I've not walked off the
show. I know
it
was a very sensual beginning to the proceedings today. But please, I'm begging you to take me to task on this. I'm begging you to call me Sparty. Like, tell me what I've said that is just not 43-year-old rational adult living on planet Earth here.
No, everything, it doesn't make sense. And when I saw this news this morning, the first thing that hit my brain was, what is in that NOA? It must be something in that NOA that has caused this. Because your head coach, even if you're waiting, your head coach should be under contract when the season starts. And we are, check my notes, we are going into week two. And he still doesn't have one. That's a problem.
Can you find me a CEO in America who operates on a memorandum of understanding?
Doesn't happen in the world I live in.
Can you find me? Hey, I'll tell you what, for all our school teachers out there, do you operate on a memorandum of understanding? Find it for me.
No.
You won't find a dude to paint a fence at your house on a memorandum of understanding. You're going to pay him half at front, you're going to pay him half on the back, and you're going to sign a piece of paper. This is not Hillbilly USA. This is Michigan football. Well, what would the reason be that they can't pay this man if they're excited to have him? And what would the reason be that this man wouldn't accept life-changing money? The reason is neither side can, which to me is an appropriate conclusion in this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't believe in true justice in this world. Hell, just look at politics, both parties. There is no justice. There's crooks running around everywhere. The point is, that wouldn't make me feel good. So if that upsets you, that's a you problem. Frankly, I'm not interested in talking to you. I'm above it. I don't care. If we can't have a reasonable two segments on it, well, then to hell with it.
Yeah. It leads you to wonder, once again, why does everything have to be so complicated when it comes to everything Michigan football?
You got a pen? I want to do something for you, and then you're going to take care of some business. You got a pen over there? Dig in that man bag for me. And right here, Rico, it's right in front of you. I'm just going to go ahead.
No, that's a stylus.
Here. Oh, excuse me. That's a stylus. You fancy bastard. Here, I want to do something for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a flow chart. It begins with lies and it ends with lies. Now do the damn read. Ticket text next, live at Circa in Vegas. Thank
Mike,
you.
Mike, I'm seriously studying this flow chart over here.
I know. It's tough. It's complex, but you'll get there. David, we will get to the NFL football, by the way, guys. We wanted to do two segments to open on Ward Manuel's comments, and then I'm moving on because there's really not a lot to say to me. It's just like, what are we doing here? we're not on planet Earth. So go ahead. David, you can read some ticket texts, and then we can roll, and we can knock out a couple of calls if we want. But there's just no other conclusion than not normal. And frankly, I'm not telling you it means doomsday, but I don't think you get to say, oh, that makes me feel all horned up. No. No.
Ward is the worst AD in America who thinks he is actually the best one. So sick of him.
Okay, I'm just amazed that your athletic department is a disaster, whether it's the Mel Pearson scandal, whether it's dealing with the Robert Anderson thing, whether it's the rental car service you were operating, whether it was having Juwan Howard represent your university in any way, shape, or form, or whether it is a massive cheating scandal in the football program, all of these things. It has been incredible to me that Ward Manuel won AD of the year. I've never seen anything like it, so I agree with the texter. But again, I live in an alternate universe.
Mike, I knew it was an alternate universe when basically your wife's vehicle becomes an Uber. And well, anybody can drive it and crash it.
Well, that was the rental car portion. Oh. But remember, Juwan looked him in the eyes. It was all okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead.
Mike, Rico, I think Sharon is an interim coach. I think he will be the fall guy, and there will be a different coach at Michigan next year, Nick Saban. That's Hans and an Uber.
Hans, if they had named him interim coach and been upfront about it and said, here's the deal, here's what would have happened, they would have gotten bone crushed. You can't recruit under an interim tag. No. It's like having Luke Fickell for 1 year at Ohio State. Look, here's the other problem. You're coming off a national championship. Why do you not have a top 15 recruiting class? Just ask yourself that question. I don't want to hear about Jim Harbaugh. I don't. This is simple. Go look at how you're recruiting. And instead of that gap getting closer with Ohio State, it's getting further away.
Yeah. And for as many people who say, well, Notre Dame is overrated, and they're getting it done on a recruiting trail.
So it's just this idea of, I don't think you get to say, well, everything's honky-dory. No, it's not. That's not normal behavior. That's not how a $150 million program operates, unless you have to operate that way. And that's my whole point. That would unnerve me. I'm not going to use the word scared. I don't think anybody should have trouble getting up on a Wednesday morning whether their college football program might be in trouble. If you do, you need what's called a life.
I'm a Buckeye fan. Ohio State does this same thing with their assistant coaches, but I've never heard of a program doing it with their head coach. You would think the moment that this hit the news, Ward would have gotten it done to avoid the optics.
The idea that, forget about it hitting the news, Ward made the news. Ward went on a podcast and said these things. So don't blame Sparty Radio. Just blame your AD. Like, who was really asking him? And listen, 99% of college football fans tuned into Michigan and Fresno State and had Noah Eagle, who's half an idiot, basically go, oh, 5 years, $30 million.
Really? Nothing to see here.
Really?
It's all taken care of, contrary to what you may hear.
But Ward decided that wasn't good enough. I'm going to go on a podcast, and I'm going to fully address that not only my head coach, but, quote, several assistants, a.k.a. everyone not named Wink, may be operating on a handshake deal? Really? Which means the school owes nothing if they got a bleep can these guys? And, oh, by the way, these guys were more, like Sharon, would you ever, with 5 years and $30 million on the other side of the rainbow bridge, would you ever not sign that deal if you could sign it?
Yeah.
So that's the whole point, guys. That would irk me a little bit.
But I think you knew that, Mike, coming off of the multiple Final Four appearances, winning a national title. When the coaching dominoes started falling, he was never a name that any program brought up, and he should have. If you were the interim coach, when Harbaugh wasn't there, you stepped in, you kept it afloat, you went to Penn State, unorthodox offense, but it worked. You should have been the hottest name. Everybody should have wanted you. Maybe not the Alabama job, but once Kalen DeBoer left Washington should have been picking up the phone saying, hey, Michigan, well, can we get him out here?
Let me play the
role. Or Arizona once that job became open.
Let me play the role of bought and paid for media for a second. Oh, no. His love for Michigan is so deep he would never take the phone call. Really? His love is so deep for someone who's dangling five at $30 million that's not signable?
Well, I have a rebuttal for that. The most bought and paid for guy was Jim Harbaugh, who every year took the phone call. every year was trying to get out of town. So if Harbaugh is trying to do this, you would think if the opportunity popped up for Sherrone Moore, he's gone. And he earned it. He deserved it. All things off the field aside.
If Ward could get it done, it would be done.
Yeah.
Like, this, guys, there have been peace treaties in the Middle East that took less time than this. It's not, I don't believe this is an authentic statement. That's the whole point. No. Now, look, if they get it done, they get it done. Great. But why would Ward draw attention to it unless he knew it was a problem? No. I have no idea. Don't look at me. I'm not the AD.
No, it goes back to why does everything always have to be so difficult? I'm looking at the chart right now.
That's just for you to remind yourself. Yeah, David, go ahead.
It's a strange situation, Mike. It's like, you know, someone asks you how your day was. Oh, I cheated on my wife. I didn't ask you that. But that's what Ward sounded like. Like, no one asked you this, and it's just throwing it out there.
Hi, do you know Spanky McPherson? I didn't kill him. What? We didn't ask you that.
Like, what?
Hey, David, you want some fries to go with that? No, I cheated with my wife. No, I said fries, not wife. Fries.
Like, what is going on, Ward?
That's my whole point, but you can't talk any sense in this world. It's all tribalism, so it doesn't matter. Go ahead, David.
We need to get Mike in Vegas more often. My guy has come out swinging and speaking the good word. Did Evan take him to one of the shops?
No. Although I wish he did because I didn't have my weed gummy to go to sleep last night.
No.
I'm on 4 hours of sleep, but we're okay. We're okay.
Evan's going to take him to the Buffalo machine.
No, that's Evan's day. I'll tell you, David, all I want in this life is for someone to look at me the way that Evan looks at a slot machine. The man is in utter ecstasy and bliss. He is mesmerized by the bright lights, and I just watch it, and I'm like, Evan, how do you enjoy this?
I'm in love. She hurts me every time.
That giant,
and I keep coming back.
That giant buffalo machine may as well have been the first rack you ever saw, because I'll tell you. he was staring into the cosmos.
I woke up thinking about it.
Yeah, he was waiting for the pig to pop last night.
Yep.
That could be taken multiple ways.
You know what? It was the slot machine. So sorry. It was the slot machine.
Pop. Okay, then. Sure, Rob at Hungry Howie's is thrilled at this segue.
He was not Mel Tucker.
Okay, then. Let me know when they come out with that slot machine. Countdown to the NFL opener. We're amped for it. Chiefs-Ravens is legit. You got Eagles and Pack tomorrow night in Brazil. We're going to do a ton of NFL. We'll put a wrap on this Ward Manuel thing. We just wanted to at least do a couple segments on it because the comments were zany. And again, ain't no gun to your head to do a podcast. It's just very bizarre. If you're just joining the show, it's simple. We all knew that Sherrone, as of last week, was operating on a memorandum of understanding. And it's a verbal agreement. Nobody has a $30 million contract on a verbal agreement, unless they have to. And then you find out several of the assistants, a.k.a. pretty much everybody except Wink, is operating the same way. Why would it be that way? Well, come to certain conclusions. The school doesn't want to be on the hook if they got to broom this whole staff out. And these guys don't have any better job options. And before you sit here trying to pimp resumes, just ask yourself, if Wink Martindale were any good, why the hell is he in college? They're not any good.
Wow.
He got run out of the last two jobs he had in the NFL. And, I mean, Wink is fun. Don't get it twisted. But is Wink good? You mean to tell me he's the 33rd ranked DC in the NFL, just couldn't get a gig? No, come on, man. Like, he's done.
He's the OG architect.
Right. The point is he may be one of the only dudes with a deal.
Yeah.
So what does it tell you about what's going on? It tells you that, like, they know – the NOA has something in it. I don't know. I will never believe. I'll continue to say this. I'll never believe Michigan's going to get hammered.
No, but I think it's more than just nothing, and that's the problem.
And you're playing Texas Saturday. Now, the good part is no one in the media is really going to pick up on this. I mean, NBC and Fox, you think Gus and Joel are going to mention it? Hell, they labeled your cheating asses as facing adversity, like you grew up poor, like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And yeah.
I had a hole in my roof in Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't think Desmond's going to say anything for ESPN either. So
God almighty. Let's knock a couple of phone calls down, and then it's all NFL the rest of the way. Do we all agree?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Chris. He's batting leadoff on a Thursday. Chris, how you doing today, brother?
Hey, fellas, doing well. This is a fun topic. I'm an attorney. U of M is not my client, and Sharon Moore is not my client. So I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
Real quick correction. The way that the contracts work in the law, a memorandum of understanding, assuming that it's written down, isn't a verbal agreement. It's a written agreement. It's really important because it's still enforceable. So here's my read. This is just a guess, but here's my read of what's going on.
Sure.
Once the NCAA investigation started, U of M probably has a giant team of attorneys. They probably did an internal investigation. Anything the NCAA knows, U of M probably knew a year ago, right? So the fact that they still came to this written agreement, it's basically like a tentative agreement, suggests that whatever the university knows, not enough to go and hire other candidates. So if they cut Sharon Moore loose now, the memorandum of understanding would likely still control. Here's what's probably happening. If they were to copy and paste Harbaugh's contract language into Moore's contract, he'd be fireable today, right? Because Harbaugh was signed in the shadow of Paterno. And so the university has very, very strict language in that contract. I actually teach this contract. You can't
oh,
use that
up.
If you're Sharon
you're
Moore.
Breaking up.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Chris, it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
I think he's walking.
No, it's okay. I just want to let him know. I can't hear what he's saying.
Okay.
I'm not being rude,
so
Chris,
sorry.
In any way. I can't hear you, brother. All right, it's a little calmer now.
Yeah.
No, don't be sorry at all. I just wanted to let you know I couldn't hear. Go ahead, please continue.
So if you're Moore's attorney, there's no way you let Moore sign a carbon copy of Harbaugh's contract. Because then, you could get canned and you wouldn't be owed a dime. So that's my best guess is what's holding up everything is that they're probably trying to figure out how do we structure the language of the discipline clause and whatever university morality clause, all
Chris.
That.
Well, Chris, your problem also resides in that Sharon Moore's a repeat offender. That's absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're spot on with it. It's complex, and it's a problem.
Yeah, it's super complicated, yeah. And so then once they hammer out that language, it all has to go get approved by people above the AD and then Ward. So I think what you're just going to see is that I know you guys want this headache to go away. It's probably going to just kind of hang around until the lawyers know what exactly they have to do to get the language to the point where it's precise enough to deal with the current unique circumstances.
Yes, and Chris, my whole point in this, because I've never gone out on this deal of, they're going to get launched into space. There should happen and will happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think we live in a just world. But, Chris, the whole idea, and you're not doing it, you're reasonable, it's when a coach signs a memorandum of understanding in January, and we are sitting here in September, in season, and it's coach and vast majority of staff. I'm not going to be told by fans, not you, this is totally normal. Happens everywhere. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and also.
No, it's definitely not normal.
And, Chris, I would
but
say
nothing,
this.
Nothing
if Sharon Moore's your
right?
guy,
about
Chris, if Sharon Moore's your guy, you make it happen no matter what. Even if down the line he does something stupid, the language is in there. He's still going to be our coach. So let's just make this happen. I think a lot of it is Sharon going to be the guy that leads us into that next chapter? Because if he was, this is still you get it done and you write up the language as, hey, even if you get popped for something minor like Kurt Ferentz did, don't worry about it. We still got your back.
It does make you wonder by Ward going on that podcast and by drawing attention to something he didn't need to draw attention to, does it? And I don't know this, and I don't want people to get all upset. Would it make you believe, do you think Michigan might be turning a corner in actually trying to get a deal done?
With the NCAA?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they are. I think that, if anything, we're going to work with you. We're not going to fight this. We're not going to, thumb our nose at you, which is why a certain person, I do believe, didn't show up to the game last week. I don't think that he was in the foxhole. Maybe we just need to help make this go away and not be such a pain in the butt. Because as I've often said, the NCAA does not want to do this job. The NCAA is the father in the car who keeps threatening you. If you guys don't sit down in the back seat, I will turn this car around and there will be no trip.
That's why I never believed they would hammer Michigan.
Right, that's the NCAA.
Yeah, they don't want to do it.
But if the kids just keep egging and egging you on, eventually the father has to say, all right, you've been warned 10 times. Guess what? Trip's canceled.
I would just like to talk about Michigan, Texas. This is the thing. I always laugh when people are like, oh, you guys just keep bringing this up. Stop putting it in the news.
Yeah. Well, stop reading it, Mike.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just do what other people at the station do. 248-539-9797. No, I'm not, dude, I'm not going there. My whole point is your job, you don't talk about what you want to talk about. You talk about what you need to talk about. It's in the news cycle. It is news. We do a show in Detroit. Michigan's a massive fan base and a massive story. And your AD did something that I don't understand why he did it. Yeah, we're going to do a couple segments on that. That's our job. It's like a doctor only doing the surgeries he wants to do. Boy, hell of a trauma surgeon you are. Oh, open heart surgery? Nope. Not how that works. Let's do a blitz. Let's get some football. Can we talk actual football now?
Let's talk
nonsense?
Some actual right. football, Mike.
Let's get to it. NFL is here. NFL kicks it off tonight. Ravens, Chiefs, wall-to-wall coverage of all things NFL, which are obviously including blitzes. David. And I'd like to also say, for the record, you see how mean Rico is in that little preview right there? That's what I deal with all day.
Hello there, Pot.
Mr. Kettle. All right, what do you got? What are we doing here?
Mike, NFL kicks off tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to do. This is some fun. This is not a receipt segment, but let's predict the NFL playoff teams from the NFC and the AFC. And we can even cap it off with a Super Bowl matchup with
God.
Winner.
Okay. All right.
So, how about we start off with the AFC first? We're each going to go around and give your divisional winners and your wild card teams. David, you and Kenny ready?
Yep, we're ready.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Start with Kenny, go to David, then come to us.
Okay.
All right, which do you want? Do you want me to just go through the division winners right here?
AFC divisional winners.
AFC, we got the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Dolphins are my winners.
Dolphin? Kenny going bold.
Okay.
Bold
indeed.
Flavor. All right. This is what's going to be interesting, too, fellas. You know if we all chalk out, we're not getting these right. Every year, seemingly, someone goes worst to first. Every year, a team who, you know, made a deep run or made the Super Bowl tanks. This is going to be very difficult. But Rico swears it's not a receipt segment, David.
Oh, it's a receipt segment. For sure it's a receipt segment.
Exactly. If it was a receipt segment, I'd be writing this stuff down.
Why do you have your stylus in your hand?
Oh, that's just how I talk.
Mm-hmm. David,
I'm trying to be like you.
David, go ahead.
Now, I don't know how I feel about my AFC East pick now that Kenny's gone. So, here are my division winners in the AFC. The Chiefs.
Yep.
The Bengals.
Yep.
The Texans.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins. I don't feel as confident in the Dolphins now that Kenny has selected the Dolphins.
I feel like that's an insult, a very thinly veiled insult at that.
Wow. All right. So you want me to go next?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is the
No. I want you to feel comfortable. I will go next.
Oh.
And you know what the irony is? It's almost like you are listening to this on a repeat because, David?
No.
My AFC East, Miami. The West, Kansas City. The South, Houston. The North, Cincinnati.
We're all wrong then. We're all wrong.
We're all stepping on it right now.
All right. Well, mine will be slightly different. I have the Dolphins missing the playoffs. So right off the rip, not winning division. God help me. I'm actually believing in a loser. Jets win the East.
Oh, ho, ho.
I really don't want to pick the Bengals to win the North because all you guys did now. But I do believe it's a Burrow revenge tour MVP type season. I'll go Bengals. I'm not buying the Texans. I'm not buying the kids. I think somebody else wins that division. I'm going to have some fun. How about the Indianapolis Colts? What if Anthony Richardson is him? And then the last division would be – what's the last division?
The West.
Facing here. Oh, Chiefs, that's the chalk. Guys, I can't find a way out of that. So Chiefs, Jets, Colts, Bengals.
Okay.
Might go 0-4 there.
David, your three wild card teams. I'm sorry, Kenny, your three wild card teams.
Three wild card teams: the Bengals, the Bills, and the Jaguars.
Bengals, Bills, Jaguars. Okay. Trevor Lawrence is back, Kenneth. David.
My FC wildcard teams will be the Browns.
Say it in my good ear. Say it in Nona's good ear.
The Browns. The Jags. And the J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Are you guys serious? The Jets?
Lunch what bet man? Right now to both of you. They missed the playoffs.
No way.
I'm in.
No way.
All right.
Kenny, I'll back you on that. Kenny,
all right, so it's 2v2. All right, I like that.
I view it like betting on Michigan. If they win, I win money. If they lose, I would have paid for them to lose anyways. I don't care. I'm glad to see the Jets fail. I'll take the bet.
Yeah.
Rico.
All right. My wild card will be Baltimore, Indianapolis, Buffalo.
I'm going Baltimore. I'm going Texans. I really hate Buffalo. I think Sean McDermott is such a bum, but I'll go Buffalo. I wanted to go Browns very badly, but I can't.
Okay.
I don't believe in the Dolphins, though, I'll tell you that much.
No?
No, their defense got gutted. And as fun as McDaniel is, come on, man. Quarterback, if the wind blows too hard, Tua is out for 6 weeks. I can't. Let's go to the NFC.
All right, NFC, here we go.
Kenneth G. Cott.
NFC, I got the Niners, I got the Falcons, I have the Eagles and the Lions.
Okay.
Why don't you want to say Falcons, though? Like, why?
That's such a bad division. I had a tough time picking.
David, go ahead.
My division winners in the NFC will be the 49ers, the Falcons, the Eagles, and the Lions.
Same as Kenny.
Yeah.
Wow, do you two want to go do some karate in the garage? All right, let's go over to Rico.
Good housekeeping.
Hey, you guys got space for a third person?
Come on.
We did not talk about this at all. In the East, I got Philly. In the West, San Francisco. In the South, Atlanta. In the North, Detroit.
All right. Well, I'm going to have some fun because I don't take this serious, but I think the NFC is going to be wild. So, for starters, Rams in the West, Packers in the North, Atlanta in the South, and in the East. What if I told you Nick Sirianni's fired by Week 10?
Oh,
my Lord.
And I don't believe in the Cowboys, but you know who I do believe in?
The G-Men.
Absolutely not. My godson, Jaden Daniels. Give me the Washington football thingamabob commander things. Let's have some fun with these predictions.
Okay. Kenneth.
Chaos factor.
Wild cards.
Wild cards, Packers, Cowboys, Bears.
Ooh, we bought the hype.
So you believe in Chicago.
That's exciting, Kenny.
They're in the seventh
you
spot.
You excite me.
Wow.
David?
All right.
David passed out. He's on the floor.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks, the Packers, and the Bears.
You bought the hype, too.
Really?
Rico.
I'm going Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to come down to that final game with Detroit, but Detroit will win the division.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams. And in the final spot, probably the most disrespected team in the NFC, they'll be back. Oh, yeah.
Tampa.
Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Tampa.
Niners in the West for me. Lions clearly in the North. And this comes down to, I've been saying it all summer, I wouldn't go here, so I'm not going to do it now. The Bears just miss it. I'm with Rico. The Buccaneers are like a barnacle on a boat. You just can't scrape them off. Bucks.
All right. David, we got time for Super Bowl matchups?
Of course we do. Would I be allowed to live in a world where neither the Eagles or Cowboys make the playoffs? Do you know how glorious that would be for me as the proprietor of Latte Larry's Spite Store?
Oh, you would love – Mike, I think the only thing better for you is if the Giants have – if the Giants are that team that goes from worst to first.
Oh, baby.
And the Eagles and Cowboys missed it. Because when I was doing mine, I'm like, wait, I don't have Dallas in this, but – Yeah, I think that Dallas is a house of cards.
They're a mess.
Ready to fall.
All right, Super Bowl matchup and your winner, Kenny Cott.
I have the Chiefs from the AFC and from the NFC. The Detroit Football Lions, baby.
Homer.
Do the hockey, Kenny. Do it. Who wins?
And the Chiefs three-peat.
You piece of cowardly garbage.
Sorry.
Over to David Hall.
I have the Bengals in the AFC and the Packers in the NFC with the Packers winning it all.
Once again, no. Rico Beard.
I am going for the rematch of last year from Vegas to New Orleans, San Francisco, Kansas City. There will be no three-peat. There will be joy in the city of San Francisco.
Homer.
Kyle Shanahan will not be fired because he will finally not get outcoached by Andy Reid. The Niners win.
Well, for 20 years, I have done radio in this fine city. I've given you everything I have. And leave it to the guy you've told to go back to New York for 20 years to be the lone man standing up for our fair city.
I was going
to
say the Jets.
Nope. I have the Bengals in the AFC. I have the Detroit Lions in the NFC. And I'll see everybody on Woodward Avenue when the Lions win the Super Bowl this year. Evan, get the weed gummies. We're riding a float together.
Brother, you will be the master of ceremony.
Lions win the Super Bowl. They're going to beat the Bengals. I'll be the only person standing up for it. I don't know that they win this division, but I think they're built to win and they can go on the road and get it done. I will take the Lions to win it all.
Oh.
So we can get some ticket techs. We can have a good time with it. Predictions are in. And you really, that stylist was awfully active.
What are you talking about?
That stylist was as active as David's stylist on a Saturday night.
Oh, jeez.
Mike, it's just what I do to help the time go by.
If this turns into a receipt segment.
You mean like I read it back at the end of the season?
You piece of garbage. All right.
David, don't worry. I got everything written down.
I bet you do. I got a word for you. I'm just not going to use it on the air. 248-539-9797. Those are your totally unserious NFL predictions. 97.1.